Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Spotlight, their creator spotlight interview portion of the show. I, of course, am Stephen Jensen, as always, with Jeremy Lambert. And today, joining us, we have the new PWM Junior Heavyweight Champion, Vinny Pacifico. Thank you for joining us, Vinny. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I feel great. I'm very excited to be on the show.
You look good. He's got the guns out for this one and everything.
I do. Got my Harry Potter shirt on. I'm ready.
All right. Well, you know what? Forget wrestling for a second. Let's start with the Harry Potter. Favorite Harry Potter film?
I like one and three, I guess, because one was really good, but three had a lot of cool turn of events. So I would say one, actually. Keep it at one.
Okay. All right.
How about you?
Oh, so I asked that because you said you liked Harry Potter. I have seen one Harry Potter film, Goblet of Fire, I think.
That one was good.
Okay. I've seen that one twice. Never seen any other Harry Potter movies. No, I'm not a Harry Potter person at all. I asked because you had the t-shirt on.
No, but to see the same one twice, that's pretty funny.
That's a different story for a different day.
You know, it's funny because I saw the first one and it was, I was in middle school, I believe, at the time, because I remember it was like to get out of having to read the book. I was like, okay, I'm going to watch the movie so I know about the book so I can do the test on the book. And then I never watched the other ones, but I've honestly had like an itch lately. My stepsister's really into Harry Potter and we were together over the holidays and I was like, you know what? I might just binge the entire series. Like if I can watch the first one now and get really into it, I might just sit there and watch the whole thing. So,
Highly recommended. I did it. I watched every one in one day, loved it. And I actually watched all of them in one day more than once. And it's just, it doesn't get old. Star Wars. So like those two I could watch all day, every day.
Okay. I got to ask you about this then too, because this is honestly, I'm not that into Star Wars either, but I know a lot of people that are.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, like, are you a fan of the new movies? Because I feel like that fan base is kind of divided as far as like where they're at now with these versus like kind of like the purest old school fans. I don't know. I feel like there's kind of a divide there with the Star Wars fans.
I like the new ones. I do. I don't, it's very weird how they just bring back Palpatine and put him in a certain situation. It was weird to me, but I definitely really did enjoy the new three ones. I liked Rogue One. I also liked Solo. Solo was very good.
Do you have any Star Wars opinions, Jeremy?
Star Wars. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I've seen Star Wars. I've seen all of that. I'm not like a hardcore fan on Star Wars, but I've at least seen those films. Rogue One is great. I'm not a fan of the new series. I did not like the latest one whatever it's called, Rise of Skywalker. Didn't like that one.
I could see why, though. I could get why, because a lot of it just it doesn't make sense, some of the things. Some of the things they do, which just feels like there's no payoff, I guess. Yeah. I get you.
And he completely neutered, like, the second film. What is it? Last of the Jedi. It completely neutered that film. And I know it was, like, different directors and everything, and there was a lot of behind-the-scenes mess on that caused the reason for all of that. But not my favorite of the trilogy. I still like the original a lot. Return of Jedi, I think, is actually kind of underrated, but that might be the nostalgia.
Love that one. No, I agree. I think the first six... amazing. And then Mandalorian was really good. The add-ins are really good, but some of them were just too much to me. But I agree.
Let's get into some wrestling. I assume that's why people are listening, but you know, maybe everybody's not. Everybody's got other interests, right? We like learning learning about the wrestlers and everything as well. I'm going to start with some AEW talk, because you've done some AEW spots most recently in Seattle. The other week. How was that? How was Wrestling Powerhouse Hobbs in Seattle on Elevation?
It was incredible. He is big. He's incredible. It was, I don't even, the environment with that crowd is like I've never been before. Loudest, funnest, rowdiest crowd I've ever been in front of. Also, I really always enjoy the Northwest scene. I've been there quite a few times, and I was actually booked there Saturday for DOA wrestling against Steve Miggs. That was a hell of a good time, and hands down, Northwest wrestling scene is just incredible. So being in an AEW ring in the Northwest was just icing on the cake.
Well, they knew you in the crowd too. Like, you got a pop when they announced your name for the match, which is, you know, always got to be like a really great feeling when you don't really know in a crowd that large
what's gonna, how they're going to respond. Yeah, I was like, holy shit! I've always done well in the Northwest area whenever I wrestled there. Right. So like, that word travels, I guess. Plus social media and footage, so I was very grateful of my opportunity.
Now I do need to. This obviously is it's bittersweet because you are 0-2 in AEW, technically speaking. But yeah. I mean, let's keep it real here. Your two opponents have been Powerhouse Hobbs and Wardlow.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, come on. So it's one of those things where like, what's that experience like with Wardlow? Like, kind of seeing, because that was like 2 years ago. So seeing kind of the progress he's made in the company. And I mean, just those two guys being your two AEW opponents just is wild to me.
It is crazy. I guess I have a knack for being underdog, I guess, but both of them are great talents and they deserve everything they're getting. That's all I can say about them. They're great people, great talents, and they deserve literally every single thing they've worked for.
Yeah. What did that spine buster feel like at the end of that match? I mean, he nailed you with that thing. Yeah. Yeah.
It got a reaction, like a really big reaction from that crowd. I heard it, you know, and the mat with the, it was just, it hurt. It sucked, but it was good.
I'm going to steal a Steven Jensen question here. How'd you get started in wrestling?
Funny story. I went to a meet and greet to see Daniel Bryan, and I was like, my favorite wrestler of all time. I was like, hey, I am a huge fan. You know, I want to. I was 14, I think. I want to wrestle, and he said, "Just go for it. Just do it." And because the hardest part is doing some things is starting some of the time. So I was like, "All right, I'm just gonna do it." So I was playing football in high school as a quarterback, and I told my father, "I'm like, Dad, I want to wrestle. I want to just do it." He's like, "Oh, this was one season of football. Come on, once." I'm like, "Nah, I want to wrestle." So I said, I did an agreement. I'm like, "I'll do 3 months of high school football." It's all right. I hated it. I loved football, but I hated it because I was forced into doing it. I wanted to wrestle more than anything else. So I really just was miserable on the field, and I just wanted to wrestle. So all I wanted to do was wrestle. So when I finally went to wrestling school, Ring of Honor Dojo, trained. I'm so blessed to have gotten the opportunities I've gotten in my career and the people I've met. Cheeseburger, BJ Whitmer, Delirious, John Gresham, Rhett Titus, just the best people to learn from. And I've just been so fortunate to be put in those great opportunities. And I'm not looking back. I love football. I had a good time doing it, but I'm glad I did what I did.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, Jeremy's favorite wrestler is Daniel Bryan, mm-hmm. Bryan Danielson.
He's the best.
So, yeah, I mean, so well, that's...
I want to follow up on that. So you were in Seattle, and I'm sure Danielson was a very busy person that day, but did you get a chance to speak to him at all while you were in Seattle?
Didn't get to speak to him, but I shook his hand, you know. He is incredible. In the ring, outside the ring, just somebody that any young wrestler would want to be like, I feel like, you know, especially me. When I was younger, I wanted to have a style like him, wrestle like him, and really inspiring. Everything about him, everything he's gone through, his trials, tribulations, the real life stuff, everything is just so relatable and just so inspiring. And it just makes me want to work harder. It makes, I mean, I'm sure everybody else who loves him and follows his career and his everything, it really just pushes you to just become the best you could be, you know? And not everyone can do that. You know, not everybody has that type of effect on people. So
do you have a favorite Danielson match or like a few that you want to throw out there?
I love him in Triple H. That match, I was
WrestleMania.
Like 13, I think, at the time, or 12. But that match took me an emotional roller coaster. And I was just like getting into what wrestling was at the time, like how it worked, kind of like the dirt sheets and stuff, like as a lot of people do at that age. And I was just taking on such a roller coaster that match. Love that one. Him and Nigel McGuinness, Ring of Honor, all incredible matches. Kenny Omega, like, yeah, it's just there's so many to name. And him and Regal, that was another one. I think it was on Main Event.
Yeah.
That one was just phenomenal. Regal and Cesaro is another match. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It was in NXT a couple years ago. Regal versus Cesaro. Phenomenal.
So I think what we need here is Vinny in the Blackpool Combat Club. That's where we're going with all of this. That's going to be the headline of this article, of this portion of the interview. Vinny Pacifico auditions for Blackpool Combat Club. We'll make this happen.
It's all great talent. How could you not love them, you know?
We manifest things on this podcast. We make things happen. So,
yeah. And well, speaking of manifesting, I mean, would it?
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So, doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This might be an obvious question and answer, but is Danielson your dream match? Like, yeah. One person you could wrestle? Yeah. Okay.
100%. Him. I love Morrison. That's another one I want to wrestle really bad. But yeah, Danielson's definitely number one on my list.
I remember seeing or reading an interview of yours at one point where you mentioned Matt Sydal, and now you know the guy. So that's pretty cool.
Love him to death. Great guy, great talent. He's phenomenal. We've had two matches before, one in Maine, one in Jersey for Magic, and he's just, so good in the ring. Him and Rocky Romero are probably the two best people I've ever wrestled in my entire life. And levels above, they're just incredible talent. And people, too, that's even more important. They're great people, you know. So that's just, Matt Sydal is just incredible. I can never say too many good things about him because he just nails everything on the head in terms of being a good performer, great look, good promo, just, He's special.
Any advice when you're at AEW? Did you talk to anybody backstage about, hey, work on this, don't do this, do more of this? Did you talk to anybody about that stuff?
Yeah, they were some like camera stuff, but they were happy with my selling. They were happy with how I made Hobbs look. You know, he's incredible talent, but you know, they were happy with how I did things with him. They were happy with my placement. You know, it was a very good opportunity and very what I was really learning was just having my eyes open and watching how things were done, how matches were structured, and just how the wrestlers made moments. That was just what I really took pay attention to. I watched the whole show, and the moments that they made, and the moments that everybody was a part of, the referees. It was just so perfect, and that is where I just took so much from it, and just I'm going to use it. You know, I'm going to use the moments in wrestling are so important because this is what people remember. Anyone could do a 450 splash, but making a moment is not easy, you know? So that's what I really learned, moments. And definitely a 450 splash is not bad. But making good moments with the 450 splash is even better.
Yes. How did the AEW appearances, like how have those, like how did the first one come about as far as them like reaching out? I know that was during the pandemic, so that was like a really strange time for everyone, the first appearance. And then the second one, like getting your foot in the door with them a few years ago, and then this most recent time as well.
So I let them know I'll be in town for Orlando. I was going to be in Orlando anyway. I had a vacation planned for Orlando. Let them know I'll be in town, like, because it's Florida, Jacksonville, whatever. And I got the call when I was in Harry Potter World. That's when my Harry Potter fandom started. That I was awesome. Actually getting butterbeer, and I got a text on my phone, and that was it. That was the first. That was the feeling. I was like, holy shit, this is incredible. Second time, I was booked in the area already for two shows, and it just worked synergistically. And luckily, and things happen, right place, right time. That's another big thing that people talk about in wrestling, right place, right time. And luckily, this week, I was in the right place at the right time. I'm very fortunate.
Another company you have worked for, done enhancement talent with, was NXT. You wrestled Joe Gacy. How was that experience like?
That was incredible. That was, I can't say good enough things about Joe Gacy and the locker room at NXT. I had a blast. Everyone there was so chill. Everyone there was, I mean, I know a few of the guys there also, so it was good seeing them again. Joe Gacy's incredible. It was just that itself, that day, that moment was special because I got to have my family see me on TV, you know. I did Ring of Honor before, but this is just like national TV, you know what I mean? So it was like really cool for my family to see that. And, it's a really special moment for me, you know, and I loved it. I want to do it again. I love professional wrestling, and I want to do it at the highest level, at best of my ability. So I can't say enough good enough things about the locker room at NXT, the environment, the people. It was just flat out an amazing experience, and I would love to do it again.
What about, oh, sorry, go ahead, Jeremy.
No, go ahead.
Follow up. Oh, I was going to kind of tie that into your experience with Ring of Honor. I know you mentioned being a part of the dojo and the great training you got there, but also just kind of peripherally, just being a part of like that brand and seeing how things are run and the talent that, comes and goes through Ring of Honor so consistently, just such high level. What was your overall Ring of Honor experience like?
I wouldn't change a thing. I had the best time. I learned so much. The crowds were incredible to wrestle in front of too. They were the best crowds to wrestle in front of. You know, they were just so loving and just they loved professional wrestling. They were appreciative of the things you did, the small things you did that some people won't notice. And that to me was just so special. Like doing a certain wrist lock or a certain hold or a certain really cool pin, they appreciated it to the fullest, you know? That to me was what I loved about the Ring of Honor audience and the Ring of Honor fan base. They cared and they showed their support every way they can. And it was just, I loved it.
What made you kind of start traveling to the Northwest? Because so when I was looking at everything and I saw you wrestled in Seattle, I know you're from New York. It's Staten Island, right?
Yes.
Make sure, okay. All right. I know they can get offended if you say the wrong place. So I don't want to. I don't want to do that. But you know, you're more in that scene, the New York scene. And then yeah, when I saw you on Dark in Seattle, Big Pop in Seattle, it's like, oh, he's like made a nice little base over here in the Northwest. Like how did you start to grow things in that area and start to move, I would say, your brand more to the West, being so established on the East Coast and really starting over there?
So I was booked there for the first time in 2019 or 18. I don't remember what year it was, but I had a really good match. And then I was brought back for a double shot and I had two good matches. I'm trying to think where else. Oh, Oregon. I had a match against Eddie Pearl. That was really good. That was the start of it. And then I had a few shots in Oregon, actually. And then it started snowball affecting. And I had a match against Princess Deathwish and Chris Brady. And that match was really good. And that match got me a little going more and more. And again, the Northwest fans are, again, like just like Ring of Honor, or close to Ring of Honor, very appreciative of everything you do. I can't say good enough things about the Northwest fans. I would move to the Northwest just for the quality of wrestling alone. Honestly, I even said, like, I was like, I would definitely, if there was more companies here, I would live here. You know what I'm saying? The quality of the talent, the fans, the locker room, it's just, if you haven't been to a show in the Northwest, I would consider going, or trying to at least. It's just, the crowds are just incredible. It's like, I watch football and the Seahawks fans are from Washington. Those the best fans in the world, you know? So it's just kind of similar. So yes, I love the Northwest. I'm going back there again February 4th and 5th for DOA. And I'm going back there in April for SOS and 5CC. So really good places to work out there, really good talent. And there's a lot more talent out there that I want to wrestle in the Northwest.
Oh, can you name some of that talent that you got in your mind?
Sonico, which is actually happening in February 4th. Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden's incredible. He actually tweeted yesterday he wants to wrestle me. So
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely Swerve. He's big out there. Nick Wayne, he's another one,
of course.
And there's just so many. Ricky Gibson, great. Eddie Pearl, I had Eddie Pearl already in the West Coast. But Gibson's awesome too. Ricky Gibson, if you haven't seen him, check him out. He's very talented, very good guy. Yeah, so much talent out there that I could even name.
Yeah. And you, I know you've been all over the place. excuse me, because speaking of a different Jaden, I know you've wrestled Jaden Newman as well. In the Southeast.
Love
hearing that. So I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm big in like the Southeast indie scene as far as like SCI, Sup Raps, Action, TWE, of course, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So if you can just speak on kind of the Southeast indie scene and Jaden Newman, what he's doing in TWE, I think it's really slept on, like the amount of people they're training there and like just the good reputation they've really built there, I think has been really impressive.
I agree 100%. Jaden's a man. Me and him are very close. I love the Southeast scene.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The talent there also is amazing. Aaron Wade, you got Derek Neal, you got Rolando Perez. These people are just phenomenal. And like you said, slept on. TWE is incredible. I love going to TWE because that part of Tennessee has, besides the wrestling, it has so many beautiful places you could go. Me and my fiance went to Ruby Falls. I love Garden Gnomes. So for some reason, they popped me. So they had this place that had all garden gnomes everywhere. It's like a maze, beautiful maze in the woods. And there's just garden gnomes all over the place, really randomly. But it was just so cool, and I loved it. And Rock Mountain, I think it's called also. They have so many places you could go. I love to explore. You know, if I'm traveling and I'm wrestling somewhere, I want to see these places. You know, I want to see what they have. Like, it just makes everything better or more fun for you, you know?
Yeah.
Makes the experience more full. You're wrestling, having a banger match. Oh, let me go hang out with garden gnomes. You know, it's just like, it makes the experience more fun.
Awesome. Yeah. And I saw your match against, you mentioned Rolando Perez. I watched that. That was a New South, I believe. Yeah.
Which one did you see? The recent one?
Yes. Cause he had already beat Cardona. But dude, I went back and I actually watched quite a bit of your stuff. Like I watched a match recently between yourself and it was really good. And it was like almost 5 years ago. I want to say it was you and Casey Navarro.
That was a fun
Casey's
one.
On the up too.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
Love that kid.
Yeah. If you wanted to speak on some of those guys, like I just love hearing your opinions. You're very enthusiastic about, you know, I think it's really cool how much you love talking about these guys and these areas you've worked.
They're great people. And it's just, I think being a good person helps being a professional wrestler. You know, you don't want shitheads around. And luckily a lot of people that I've wrestled and been around have been really good people. Like just Jaden Newman, just somebody who's helping so many people and just deserves to be helped back, you know, deserves the recognition for everything he's doing. You know, he's a great, great dude. And another guy I want to mention, Effie.
Sure. Yeah.
Phenomenal. I love him to death. I can't say enough good things about him. I can't. He's just, I love him to death. He's also helped me out. My new character I've been doing. It's a new Power Punch character with the energy drink thing. It's I've been going for it's ever since starting that character, my career skyrocketed. And he's always had, like, I do these promos with people, and he always like, oh, let's have this, and he always has good ideas for me to do with him, you know, and or to do with just promos. And Effie's a genius. So I always love picking his brain, getting to work with him and promo with him, you know, which is always so much fun.
Jeremy, I don't want to, I've got one more follow-up and then
go for it.
Back over. To your point about the energy drinks, I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite energy drink?
I get asked this all the time. I don't really have an answer. So I was in, I in the Northwest this weekend. I had my fair share of rock stars and I really enjoyed them. Actually. They're like, I'm like, damn, this is like juice. It's not like it's even carbonated or anything. And then, I do like Monster here and there, but Monsters, I noticed, can hurt your throat or your tongue if they're drinking them a little bit much. C4 is always a plus. I always love a C4. But I would say probably Rise. And Celsius is good too. Celsius is pretty good. Celsius are good if you go to the gym and you want to burn some fat. Celsius. But if I'm just chilling, you know, wrestling, going to be wrestling tonight, Rise, R-Y-S-E, they have some incredible flavors. So if you haven't heard of them, check them out because they have great flavor. So Tiger's Blood. What?
Oh, no, go ahead. You can name the flavors.
Tiger's Blood, Baja Blast, phenomenal. they have Airhead. Not Airhead. What's that? What's the glass guy? he's red.
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They have Kool-Aid flavor, Smarty flavor. Sunny D flavor, it's just phenomenal. Wow. And they give you a good energy kick. You feel them, and it's good.
Are you on the – I only ask you this, and we're not, like, endorsed to say these things, I promise y'all, but, you know. You had mentioned when we linked up, you had mentioned that you had seen our interview with Fodder, I believe. Is that right? Okay. Are you on any of the Fodder stuff? Because, like, he's got – like, I've been drinking the – He's got like this protein powder that tastes like it's straight up just cereal milk flavored. Yeah.
Which
it's
one?
So good. The Fruit Loops one.
Oh, phenomenal. I love his brand. Yes, I am a brand ambassador with him. I am, but I've been trying to get my own energy drink out there, and it's very, very hard to do that. But I've been making connections to bust in with an investor and look into getting my own energy drink in stores. And it's not easy. It's been a journey, but I'm working on it. I've had some people reach out for sponsors, but I'm not interested in some of them. But yes, I am with Berserk. I mean, Black Magic. But I just haven't been focusing on that much. I take the supplements. I love them to death. They're incredible. But my main focus right now is building my brand and building what I want to have as my energy drink, hopefully coming soon.
Well, please, if things get rolling with the energy drink of your own, we would absolutely love to try that here on the Spotlight, just so you know.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I actually have some ideas of flavor. I was thinking like marshmallow or s'mores because like who drinks? I don't know. It's just something different that I thought would be really cool.
Yeah,
I love marshmallows. So like, why not make that a flavored drink? I never even heard of a marshmallow drink. So like,
yeah.
Why the fuck not? Sorry.
Yeah. No. You say whatever you want, dude.
Yeah, you can curse. You're good. I have two energy drink questions now.
Sure.
One is I've seen a couple of the bits online, and you mentioned working with Effie on some of the stuff, like the one with Sue Young, the one with Matt Seidel. Like, these bits are fantastic, and is a big fan of bits myself. Like, how did those like kind of start? Of like, all right, I'm just gonna present this and go for it.
The first one was EC3. He was the first one I ever did, and it was his idea though to do it. He's like, this character's great. Like, this is you. I love this. Let's do a promo together. And it, me and him, our characters just work together. But then after EC3, it was, who did I do him with? Effie. Him, me and Effie always kill them. They're hilarious. Who else did I do one with that was like, Hammerstone, that was a great one. That got a lot of traction. Sue Young one, so far, has gotten the most traction, I think, out of all of them. I think
it's so unique because it's too young. She's an undead bride. Like, why does she want an energy drink?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very unique.
And then the finish with the guy, the licking,
And I just think I love getting to promote other characters, you know, because I love wrestling. I could wrestle, but like, what more can I offer? My great character, my promo ability. So like, why not show it off? Why not intertwine my character with other characters and grow my character? Why not promote other characters? Like having people come on and do the bit with me, you know? Like, it helps not only me, but helps everybody. And it's just funny shit to watch. Yeah, in my opinion, I think it's hilarious. I watched them back and I laughed. So yeah, I kept going and going and going. Like, Matt Sydal, the Zen thing he does that worked. It comes with a lot of thinking and a lot of thoughts, but it works. So I just do them. I just say, oh, I like your character, let's do this. Or, oh, and then some people ask me to do them. So I'm like, oh, let's do it. Yeah. And I think, what's your character? And I think of a promo and just they come. I'll tell you what, though. Every promo I've done has been improvised. There's no script, nothing. There's not even like, we literally just go off and just, let's just start the promo and just see where it goes every time.
It's great. And I hope you keep doing them, because this is what wrestling is, right? Just like silly bits to kind of pop yourself, and then it gets over. And then next thing you know, you're on national television every single week.
Next thing you know, the whole world's doing this. You know what I mean?
Well, I was going to ask another energy drink question, but let's get into the scissoring here. You scissored daddy ass.
I did. Wait, before we go to that, I want to hear the question of energy drinks.
So my other energy drink question was, like, have you thought about like reviewing energy drinks as like a quick video or even a longer video?
That was the first Power Punch Power Minute promo I ever did. It was on a Power Punch Bang. It was a review of that drink.
Okay.
That was the first one I ever did. Hilarious. I edited it up. I made myself fart in the video. It was just really funny. Like, I put the sound effect on the farting sound. I thought it would be funny. But yeah, my first ever promo was... But I think I'm going to do more reviews soon. Now, back to that. Yes, I did scissor him. Yes, it was crazy. The fans went wild. It was funny as shit.
I saw the video, and look, Billy Gunn, legend in the industry. The fact that he is still he's still in the shape he is in at his age, and just a giant man in every sense of the word. And the fact that he is now still breathed new life into himself with the Acclaimed and scissoring, it's fantastic. I love that scissoring has become a thing, and he goes to these independent shows. You know, we've had Fodder and Sheik and Jameson on about Championship Edition Wrestling, and he's there. He was with you for your title win. Like, it's great that he's going to these shows and hanging out and doing these things and helping the independent scene out by doing this stuff.
Yeah, I love all wrestling, and seeing all wrestling thrive, TV, indies, everything is just beautiful. And that's something I want to do. Like, when I'm on TV every week, I want to be able to help the indie scene out too. You know, I it's something I want to do, because the indies have given me so much, you know, so I always want to just give. I always want to give and give back. So I've been given a lot. So I just try to always, and every situation I'm in, I always want to be the giver, you know, because I just think it's better that way. I feel like the more you give, the better you feel. The more you help, the better you feel, the better you're helping other people. And it doesn't hurt yourself to help. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I've been to some of these district championship wrestling shows myself, and seen Daddy Ass in person, and he is a specimen amongst just regular human beings, like six out like a sore thumb. Dude's huge. Speaking of that, dude, I really hope Jameson and Baron Black, those guys, I hope they're listening, because I really want to see you in CDW. I want to see you in Battle Slam. Like, these shows that I get to go to locally, I really want to see you more in the Atlanta scene, man.
I would love that. Definitely, District's killing it. Battle Slam's they're all killing it, you know? And Atlanta is always fun to be in. The crowds there are freaking phenomenal. So, yeah, I would love to be a part of those companies. Definitely think they would enjoy the Power Punch.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The camera work
at District is phenomenal, too.
It is. It's very professional. I mean, Nightmare Factory, them and Battle Slam, I mean, all being from that same group, I mean, it's just, it's really in the buzz they've generated in a short time is for both companies has been really it's been really, really cool to see. I really hope to see you in these companies, man.
Thank you, I appreciate that very much. Hopefully I've been soon. I really hope so. I've been watching. I watch, I take notes, and I see everything, so I appreciate that.
Last one from me, and we'll get you out of here on this. Dude, coolest thing in your room?
In my room,
You ask everyone. You got to go get it.
Well, hold on. I have really cool candles. I guess that's cool, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you think is cool.
I have a collection of really cool candles. My fiance bought me for Christmas like 30 or 40 candles. And I'm just a very big like seasonal guy. Like I love seasons. I love Halloween. I love fall. So I got this candy corn scented candle. Freaking phenomenal. I didn't even put it on yet, but I get to smell it. I can't wait to put it on. Yeah. So the coolest thing in my room probably be my candles and my fiance.
Okay. Well, can you go, can you go pick up the, can you go get the candles for us?
Can I get them for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll wait for you.
Yeah. Got you right here.
Ask him to go pick up his fiance.
My pages now.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got, oh my gosh. Look at this.
Leather.
Okay.
I don't even like leather smell, but see. White icing cinnamon roll.
Oh, that's got to smell delicious. Oh, man. That's got to smell delicious.
That makes you really hungry.
Peppermint.
Yeah. Yep.
Can't go wrong with good peppermint.
Oh, you can't. Decorating the tree. So I guess we'll do that one when we're doing the tree again. Tree cutting. I guess you can do that when you're cutting the tree, I guess. Snow-covered trees. Hold on, there's more. Classic Christmas tree. Jesus. How much could one get of trees?
Enough tree candles though. Last year, lifetime.
No, oh, there's more. Let's go.
The big moment I've had. Evening crafts.
Okay.
This is apple, pear, and cedar wood for the fall. Okay. That's really good, actually. Holy shit. wild mint birch. I don't know why. This one's okay. It smells like.
Taste.
Let's see. Cool harvest morning. That one's good. Sorry, this is like the best thing I've ever done on a podcast.
Yeah, no. See, forget all the energy drink reviews. You saw a candle
review. Yeah, any candle reviews. This is like, fascinating.
Like, review bras got like it covered for the review of the week with the food. Like we got a candle guy here.
Oh, here it is. Spiked pumpkin donut. That was good. Yeah,
that seems like it would be good.
For like Dunkin' Donuts in October.
Coffee house. Even more. Actually, keep that one out. Sugar cookie dough.
So many of these would make me so hungry if I was burning those in my house.
Here it is.
Candy corn. All right, do you like candy corn?
I love candy corn.
All right, this is a very divisive question around the Halloween time.
Yeah, he said he loves it.
I love candy corn. A fan gave me a bag of candy corn at a show last in the fall. Oh, let me see what this one is. Oh, shit. Trick or treat, it's called. Well, that's good. Look.
Yeah. Say that one could be bad if it was a trick. They could have it smell like farts or something.
Like shit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like the Harry Potter jelly beans.
Right? Yes.
I had those.
Oh, that's risky. I've had those. That's a risky game right there.
Very risky game. I did them last year for Christmas and it was phenomenal. Oh wait, I got some more. Hold on. This one is Spooky Buddies. So like it's weird flavor, but oh, then we got more. Hold on.
I believe his fiance is just handing him different candles here, which is awesome.
Yeah. This is my moment. Switzerland, delicious. I don't know what Switzerland smells like, but it smells good.
Neutral.
Cookie shop. Cinnamon spice. That's gonna be next. That's over here. And last, but not least, hold on. Shit. Candle infested. Penguin cookie crumble.
Oh,
okay.
Yep.
One of the kids obsessed with penguins. She would love this.
Yep.
Absolutely love this.
I was expecting like maybe a handful of candles. You have, that was a lot of candles.
Sorry.
You have quite the collection.
I love candles.
No, do not apologize. That was
a candle gimmick, but.
Yeah. It's some sort of candle making gimmick.
They got another candle spooky gimmick. So this is a really actual good candle gimmick where you know it's different scents and everything. The other candles, they just have it up behind them and then they do black magic witchcraft.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is completely different. That was great. Oh man. I'm gonna now implore fans to, they can still bring you candy corn candy, but like Bring little candles.
So, yeah, well, why not?
Bring candles.
It's a merchandise opportunity. I feel like you should have candles at your merch stand with like your face on it. This should be like that episode of The Office where who was this? Like they put like Phyllis's face on like a jar of salsa or whatever.
Like
Vinny's face on a candle, and like you'll be the can. Dude, here's the thing. I unironically do really like candles. I don't have the collection like you do, but I usually do have a few around my place. I buy a candle from your merch table.
Hell yeah, that's a great idea. I may even make energy drink candle smell if they have.
They'll have it soon. Yeah. It'll be brand synergy. When your energy drink comes out, you'll have the Vinny marshmallow energy candle and be good to go. Wow. Here
the energy candle could we got the technology to where you the candle burns and you stand over it and you inhale and it gives you a boost.
Caffeine.
Yes. Oh man, we're inventing new drugs here on the Spotlight.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we
you guys made my week. I can't even get over this.
You made our week for joining us on the show here. Thank you very much for being a guest here. Let everybody know where they can find you at, all the socials, any upcoming shows, anything you want to plug and promote.
Oh, God. Vinny Pacifico is my Instagram. Vinny Pacifico is my Facebook. And Vinny Pacifico 1 is my Twitter.
There you go.
Upcoming shows?
Follow him on Twitter.
I was going to say, like, upcoming shows, anything else?
Oh, yeah, tons of upcoming shows. DOA, a bunch of PNW wrestling in February. I have a red carpet appearance coming up. Wink, wink. What else? Magic against Cheeseburger. My first title defense for my PWM Junior Heavyweight Championship belt. SOS Wrestling. Northeast Wrestling this weekend. A lot. There's a lot. And a lot of things in the works. So a lot more, but there's going to be a lot more Northwest Wrestling also, and California. So really hope for those things. And I'm hoping to soon get back to Atlanta very soon. Oh, also, wasn't announced yet, but people know about it already. I'm going to be in the New South Haas tournament.
Oh, nice. That's a great tournament every year. Love that. That'll be fun. Awesome. I'll definitely watch that. And I'll review it on the Fightful Select Weekend Under podcast for everyone who's listening to this over there on FightfulSelect.com. I'll tell you all about that show after it happens.
Sounds great.
Follow Vinny on Twitter. He will keep you up to date on all of his appearances and energy drinks. And it's just a fun follow. I see you interact with a lot of different people. They're a very fun follow on Twitter as I was scrolling through to tonight before everything. So thank you for joining us again. Really much appreciated. Good luck with everything this weekend, next weekend, 2023 in general. I'm really looking forward to watching your career progress this year and beyond. So again, thank you for joining us here on the show today. Guys, we'll be right back here on the Spotlight.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.